I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show is called Tee to Green, where the language we speak here every Sunday is golf. And all you have to do is listen. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke, Robert DeCozis in Master Control. And we are ready with another big show for you today. First off, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You know, Father's Day is also a huge day in golf. Championship Sunday at the U.S. Open, where the best players in the world have been brought to their knees by the Oakmont Country Club. But they're poised for another historic finish today. A couple of weeks from now, the best senior golfers in the world will be here in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor for the 45th U.S. Senior Open. It'll be the third senior open played at the Broadmoor, and our friend, longtime director of golf there, Russ Miller, will be here today to help preview the championship. Also today, and we're so excited about this, 20 years ago, he was one of the top players in the world and one of the most popular players on the PGA Tour. Today, Chris DeMarco is playing on the Tour Champions when he's not doing commentary on the Golf Channel. But we've got him today. Chris DeMarco joins us here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app, the SXM app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place. Tee to Green also streamed live at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell teeing it up and talking golf with Russ Miller next right here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. Hi, everyone, and welcome in. Great to be back with you for another big show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with the founder and CEO of Golf Positive, Tee to Green co-host Debbie O'Connell, back with us on the show today. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
I am fantastic, Jay, in a rainy New Jersey this weekend, but it's all great. I'm excited to be here and talk golf because there's so many exciting things going on in the world of golf, for sure.
Boy, they sure are, and you know what? We talked about half an hour ago as we're getting ready to do the show, and I said, this is one of those days when you kind of wish we had a two-hour show because there's so much going on and so much to talk about, but we'll get through. Later in the show, Chris DeMarco, who qualified for the Senior Open, which is coming up here in less than 2 weeks at the Broadmoor here in Colorado Springs. The qualifier was on Tuesday, and after he got in via a playoff, I was able to grab him for a couple of minutes of an interview that we're going to play back for you later in the show. But our first guest, speaking of the Senior Open, is standing by and ready to go. Russ Miller has been the director of golf at the Broadmoor since 1998. During his tenure there, the Broadmoor has hosted three major championships, soon to be four, when the Senior Open gets underway in less than 2 weeks now. It's been a while since we've had Russ on Tee to Green, but we're happy to welcome him back to the show today. Russ, how are you doing?
Thank you, Jay. Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I know it's busy and you're kind of crazy these days getting so close to the championship, but thanks for taking the time for joining us. And by the way, I mentioned May, in 1998, you just had an anniversary at the Broadmoor, May of 1998 when you started. You are celebrating 27 years as of last month. Is that right? Congratulations.
That's correct. Thank you. It's really gone by quickly, and it's been a fantastic 27 years, and look forward to a few more.
Yeah, I was talking to Debbie, as I mentioned, before the show got underway, and I mentioned to her, before you were there, Dal Finsterwald was there like 30 years. So between both of you, the Broadmoors had like two directors of golf in the last almost 60 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, and actually, if you go back to 1918, I'm the fourth director of golf in 107 years. And
wow.
There were a couple. It was different back then. You know, Jim Barnes was the first director, and then they had some other pros, but they weren't directors. They actually just made golf balls and made golf clubs, and that's kind of what they did back then. And then Ed Dudley came in, who was here part of the year and Augusta National part of the year as director of golf, and then Dow and myself. So I guess if you come here, you have to stay a long time. That's the way it works.
When you got there, could you have envisioned yourself still doing that 27 years later?
Not at all. I figured I'd still be in the business somewhere, but being in the same place, I didn't realize that would happen, but there's no better place to be. Like I said, it's gone by very quickly, and it's been a fantastic opportunity, and I'm blessed to be able to be involved in these championships and do the things we can do here.
Russ, how has your role changed over the years since you were there in 1998? And I'm going to follow that up with what gets you excited to come to work each day. So the change and what still gets you on fire.
Yeah, that's a great question. When I was hired, I had a little bit of a relationship with the USGA, and part of me actually being able to get the job was our ownership wanted to bring back major championships, such as the Senior Opens. So I think that helped me get the position to start with, and it kind of changed the operation here a little bit because we were able to get, like Jay said, this will be my fourth, and they're such a big part of what we do. The day-to-day is pretty much the same. You know, you have a private membership and then 784 hotel rooms of guests. So that kind of remains the same. You know, great service is great service. But one thing we're very lucky, too, we're always trying to improve the condition of the golf course, and our owners invest capital monies back into, you know, redoing bunkers or redoing tees, or we're doing a huge irrigation project starting this fall. So that's fun, and those are the things you have to do, and we're fortunate to be able to do those here and keep it as nice as we can possibly make it.
You know, when we look back on the history, right, of that East course, in 1959, U.S. Amateur, Jack Nicklaus. When we look at 1982, U.S. Women's Amateur, Julie Engster. 1995, U.S. Women Open, Annika Sorenstam. I mean, you've had some incredible golfers step on your greens there and play some amazing golf. How exciting is that for your guests when they come in and they understand the vast history of the Broadmoor?
Yeah, and that's a great question, too. We were tasked to improve how we were marketing the history of golf here. And I know Jay's been here a lot. We have two different hallways in the golf club. One houses the Colorado Golf Hall of Fame. The other hallway showcases all of the major events held at the Broadmoor specifically. So we've really worked hard to, just like you said, show that Jack Nicklaus won his first major here. Annika won her first major here. And it's truly, when you walk in the golf club here, it truly feels like a museum. And you can spend hours, if you want to, just looking at all the memorabilia and reading all the notes about what's taking place here. And I still feel it today, even after 27 years, when you come in the club here or you walk on the golf course, you feel the presence of the Dow Finsterwalds and the Jack Nicklauses. And there's an aura about it. It's hard to explain, but you just feel that history here. And one of my responsibilities is to make sure that continues, and I'll promise that I will do my very best to maintain that.
Our guest director of golf at the Broadmoor for the past 27 years, Russ Miller, member of the Colorado Golf Hall of Fame, inducted in 2020, and they're getting set to host their fourth major championship at the Broadmoor with the upcoming Senior Open. You followed in some big footsteps, Russ, Ed Dudley, then Dow Finsterwald. Did Dow give you any advice when you took the job?
Well, I have a little statistic for you, Jay. Of the four directors of golf here, I'm the only one who's never won a major championship. and I guess that's something I can brag about. And I'm pretty sure at my age, I'm not going to win one now. but But it's funny, that's how it's changed. And if you go back to, you know, when Dal was here, he was playing on the tour while he was director of golf here, which that's what they wanted. They wanted a player. Ed Dudley was a great, great player. He went on tour. Jim Barnes won the U.S. Open and the British Open. So they had some really good players here. But it has, over time, become much more of a business. Sure, I need to be able to play okay, but I don't have to be on the tour and win events. It's more about the business and the maintaining the integrity of the nine USGA championships that have been held here. So that's how it's changed so much. But I think that's great. I've learned if I'm out playing golf a lot, I can't keep up with my job, and I need to focus on what I'm doing. So, sure, I'd love to go out and play nine holes and this and that, but focusing is much more important to me.
You and I have had the conversation in the past about how people think if you're in the golf business, you play all the time. But a big part of being in the golf business is the business part, not being on the course.
Absolutely. I'll tell a lot of these young men and women that come to work with us, they come here and they say, yeah, I love to play, and I played in college and this and that. And I said, well, we can ruin your game pretty fast by coming here because you're going to be working a lot and not playing as much. But, you know, the play is still very, very important. I believe in it, and I think it's great. And like I said, if I have a guest I need to go out and play with, I need to play respectable. I don't have to shoot 68 by any means, but just be respectable on the golf course. And Jay, as you know, and Debbie, you know, as you get older, playing is still fun. Your standards just change a lot. You know, like I said, my favorite thing is to go out with Shannon and play nine holes, and I'm happy. I don't need to go out and grind and play in tournaments and all those things. So the playing aspect still is important to us.
I think I'd add, if your standard doesn't change, Russ, it gets very frustrating out there. It's just understanding that things do change.
Yeah. Hey, we need to take a break, but Russ is going to stay with us for another segment. We'll focus a little more on the upcoming Senior Open, the 45th Senior Open at the Broadmoor, June 26th through 29th, the fourth major at the Broadmoor and the third Senior Open. Russ Miller, Director of Golf at the Broadmoor. Our guests, Jay and Debbie, Cheetah Green. We will be right back.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do here on Tee to Green, the golf show. You can always hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. And we also want to salute new station, Sports Byline, bring broadcasts throughout the Salt Lake City area and in the Salt Lake Valley on AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio. With Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCozes in Master Control. And our guest, as we continue with Russ Miller, Director of Golf at the Broadmoor for the past 27 years, a little over a week from now, about 8 days from now, be the first practice round for the 2025 U.S. Senior Open at the Broadmoor. The Broadmoor East Course is where it's going to be played. First one at the Broadmoor since 2018. Third Senior Open overall, fourth major there overall. And Russ, at this stage, having been through this before, where are you guys at? Is the hay in the barn? Is there anything left to do?
Yeah, we're still putting up some grandstand seats and some last-minute things, but we feel really, really good about it. It looks, with all the rain we've had this spring, I've never seen the golf course look better. So we feel really good about the conditions. Little hailstorm came through last night about 6:30. That always worries me a little bit, and that's the worst thing that can happen to us. But thankfully, it was smaller sized hail, and weather is the only thing, Jay and Debbie, you can't really predict, and it worries me the most. But other than that, we're ready to go.
So
and Russ, the USGA. I'm sorry, Chad. I was just about the course condition and with the USGA, they're known for making the toughest conditions out there for the golfers. Even hearing an interview with Rory this week, and he was just talking about, you know, how exact you need to be in your landing zones at Oakmont, and he really struggled so much so he didn't care if he made the cut or not because it was so frustrating to play at Oakmont and missing the fairway just by a little bit into the rough. He said it's just, you know, you're just fighting to make par. So how will that compare with the setup for the U.S. Senior Open coming up?
Yeah, the biggest difference between the Senior Open and the U.S. Open, we'll cut our rough right at 4 inches. At Oakmont this week, they're about 6 inches. And that 2-inch difference is huge, to the point where, you know, a senior golfer, if the rough was too high and too thick, you could actually injure yourself, which has happened trying to hit out of it. The USGA is coming in today for the next 2 weeks straight, and now that we have the course where we think it needs to be, they do things. Your goal for the whole championship is to have the best player of that week win without, you know, being lucky, not depending on breaks. You really have to play well all 4 days, and they're so good at how they do that. And, you know, Fred Dickman, our superintendent, has been here 28 years, and with my 27, we kind of know how the ball bounces and rolls and the tough hole locations, the easier hole locations. And so the goal, once again, is to determine the best player of the week. And a lot of it's mentally, Debbie. It's not just how well or how far they hit it. It's mentally getting through because you're going to make some bogeys. You're going to hit it in the rough. You're going to three-putt. We all know that. But it's, can you overcome those hurdles and continue on? And par is a very, very good score. There are a couple holes that they should they kind of expect to make birdie on a couple par fives, but other than that, a par is great, and you come in with that mentality that it's going to be hard, it's going to be tough, and when you finish your round, you're going to be mentally exhausted. And David Toms, who won in 2018, is a perfect example. David is a very easygoing person, never is emotional, never goes up and down. I've never seen David get angry. And he just fought through the week and won the championship. So I think that's the type of player that will end up winning again this year.
Russ, in 2008, first senior open at the Broadmoor, then in 11, you had the women there for the women's open, and then again, as you mentioned, 2018, the last time the senior open was held at the Broadmoor. Do you go back to those three when you and is there a blueprint that you start with when you get ready for the next one?
There is, both operationally and golf course setup. Jay, we were very, very fortunate the way the course was set up in 2008. We've made very little changes at all. The fairway widths are the same. The yardage of the golf course is the same. The par, everything else. So we have a good template in place. And, you know, like they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You can get creative and try to do some different things. But if it doesn't need to be done, it doesn't need to be done. So our efforts this year have really focused a lot more on, you know, selling tickets, making the public aware of the championship. It's a huge economic impact, positive impact for our city. It's about a $24 million economic impact just in 1 week from the championship for the city and the county. Kids 17 and under get in complimentary for the week. So that's kind of what we've been focused on, the marketing side as much as the other operations. And we just want people to come out and enjoy it. And even if they don't play golf, or, you know, bring some kids who haven't played golf and just expose them to the atmosphere and seeing these great players. And we hear a lot that, yeah, I brought someone who never played golf in their life and now they're playing and they want to learn how to play. And that's what we focus on mostly.
It's a lot to put on any kind of major championship. 7 years since the last one. I kind of thought after 2018 that might be it for the Broadmoor as far as you're jumping into major championship competition. Did you think that as well, or what was the thought process getting ready for yet another one?
Yeah, we'd already talked to the USGA that week of the championship in 2018 and then made the announcement on Sunday of that week that we were going to do it again in 25. And now, Jay, we're fortunate. We're working with the USGA to be on a six-year rota for the championship. So we're trying to bring it back in 2031 and then in 2037. It's just such a good fit, and we love doing it. It's great, like I said, economically for our city. The players love coming to Colorado in the summer where it's nice and cool. There's just too many good things, and we're certainly committed. The hotel and our ownership is certainly committed to doing it, and we will continue as long as the USGA wants to come here.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, Russ, let me ask you about that golf course setup you mentioned earlier. You know, we all know altitude affects ball flight dramatically, and I did some research and found that, and you can confirm or deny this, they say 2% increase for every 1,000 feet, which would mean at your course, that's over 6,200 feet in altitude above sea level, it would be like for a 300-yard drive, 42 more yards. For a 150-yard shot, 21 more yards. One, does the USGA consider that in the yardages and make adjustments and try to make the course play longer? And does that even match with what your experience is out there?
Yeah, Debbie, great question. I think a lot of it has to do if you're hitting toward the mountain or down mountain. And everybody asks me, well, what is it? Is it a 10% difference? And there's no right or wrong answer. It depends, once again, if you're hitting uphill or downhill. Our first hole, for example, and Jay knows it very well, your approach shot into the green is uphill, dead toward the mountain. So that's going to play, yardage-wise, fairly close to sea level. But then if you've got a down mountain shot, it could literally play 10 or 12% shorter. One thing that, and I was asked to do an article on this, and I had to do a lot of research. when you're at 6,300 feet, there's less thickness in the air, so the ball spins less, which in turn helps it go further. So it's very, very scientific. But, yes, the ball does go further here, and, yes, we can do things that you can't do at sea level. But there's no true, if you get a humid, cool day, the ball is going to go shorter here than it would on a very low humidity, clear day, warm day. So there's a lot of factors. We did have the longest, and I think we still do, the longest par four in all of Senior Open history. 17 we're playing as a 545-yard par four, which normally plays as a par five. And when we asked to do that back in 2008, the USGA was pretty scared to do it, and somehow they agreed to do it, and it turned out fine because it's actually a par four that they have to hit a mid to long iron in, which is doesn't happen much anymore. And who would ever thought a senior would be playing a par four at 545 yards? And the reason you can, that hole is a little bit downhill, is typically downwind, and it does play firm during the Senior Open, so that allows us to be able to do that. And Debbie, we'll play just short of 7,300 yards, par 70, which is a very long golf course, but like you said, at this altitude, it doesn't play quite that long.
Russ, one last question. We got about 30 seconds. What kind of crowds you expecting? Can you put a number on it?
Yeah, Jay, we're hoping between 120 and 130,000 spectators for the week, and that's what we did. We did 130,000 back in 2018, so we're hoping to have that again.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like everything's ready to go, and the Senior Open, 45th Senior Open at the Broadmoor coming up 26th through 29th. Of course, the activity will get going a week from tomorrow, Monday, Senior Open week at the Broadmoor East Course. Russ, thanks for doing this. We'll see you in just about a week or so, and happy Father's Day.
Same, Jay. Debbie, thank you for having me on as usual. I really appreciate it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? okay? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
The show by golfers for golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green. We're talking golf again along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. And we do appreciate Russ Miller for taking some time to join us. 27 years as the director of golf at the Broadmoor. And what a great job he's done there. You'll be able to see, one of the guys you'll be able to see in a short time teeing it up at the Broadmoor at the 45th Senior Open is Chris DeMarco, a familiar name to golf fans. DeMarco turned pro out of Florida back in 1990. He joined the PGA Tour in 1994, won three times, was a member of two American Ryder Cup squads. He rose to number six in the world golf rankings in 2005 before a shoulder injury nearly ended his career. Along the way, DeMarco had some tough breaks. He was just a couple of bounces and a few shots away from winning three majors. He lost a three-way playoff to Vijay Singh for the PGA Championship in 2004. He lost to Tiger in a playoff at the Masters in 2005, and then lost to Tiger again at the 2006 British Open by two shots. In all, Chris DeMarco played in eight U.S. Opens. His best finish was ninth. That came in 2004. Now 56 years old, DeMarco's been playing on the Tour Champions since 2019. This will be his fourth Senior Open. He finished sixth in his first one back in 2019, but he missed the cut in his last two, 2021, 2022. DeMarco, who now lives in Denver, earned a spot in this year's Senior Open after a playoff in the final qualifier this past Tuesday here in Colorado Springs at the Country Club of Colorado. And afterward, he was pretty happy to survive the qualifier and make the Senior Open field.
It's the first time you went through the qualifying process to get in?
No, last year I went and I ended up, I think I got second alternate. I played off and got second alternate up at Point of Woods in Benton Harbor. So this is the second time I've tried it. You know, it's hard. I mean, it doesn't matter how many guys there are. I mean, there's so many great players. I mean, look at Mark Owen today shooting 71 in this condition. So, you know, it's what it is. And, you know, it's the U.S. Open. So if you don't want to, you know, I saw Max Homa last week carrying his own bag to try to get in the U.S. Open. So, you know, you do what you need to do. I mean, as a competitor, it feels really good to qualify and get through and go get be able to play U.S. Open.
The Broadmoor kind of being in your backyard now, make it special for you?
Absolutely. I think, you know, having a bunch of friends that now that we live in Denver for 7 years, we have a bunch of people, and I'm sure we'll have a bunch of come down, so I'm sure I'll have a whole bunch of ticket requests. But you know what? I'm looking forward to it. I talked to Russ Miller over there, and, you know, what they're doing for us is special. That they got unbelievable room rates for us right there at Broadmoor and family dining and locker room. Everything's right there. So it's going to be a special week for sure.
I think people might be surprised to know that you're in Denver now. How did that happen?
So, yeah, we lived in Orlando for a long time, and my middle daughter was going to school at Boulder, and my wife and I were driving in for a parents' weekend, and we're looking at the mountains going, why are we not living out here? And our oldest had graduated college, our son, and our youngest daughter was starting high school, and I was turning 50 to come go play at a Champions Tour, so it didn't really matter where we lived. We loved to ski, we loved to hike, we loved to be outside, so we made the change and for the better, for sure.
Being in Denver now a few years, at altitude, did that help you here today?
So Kevin Stadler gave me a tip when I first moved out here. All I do is I just put my rangefinder in meters, and then I just play golf. So whatever my rangefinder says, even though it's in meters, it says 145, I just hit what I hit at sea level, 145.
Is there a difference? Talk about the difference between playing in the U.S. Open versus the U.S. Senior Open.
I mean, I don't think you're going to see much of a difference. I mean, the USGA is the USGA. They do things the way they do them, and I think you're going to see, obviously, two different golf courses. Oakmont might be the hardest. Bethpage back, Oakmont, you're talking two of the hardest ones. So, you know, but the Broadmoor is a big golf course, and they have that rough up. Even a month ago when I went down there, the rough was way up. So you got to hit it in fairway. I mean, I did that really well today. I don't think I hit one shot out of the rough all day today. So, you know, that's kind of what you need to do. You need to drive it straight. And the fairways, when we played over there, they were generous enough. So you just got to put it in play, and, you know, the greens are going to be firm and fast like the U.S. Opens always are.
How much experience do you have playing Broadmoor's?
Played there three times, I think. So I will go down probably the end of this week, and then also the following week when I get back, I'll go up before the U.S. Open for sure. So I'm going to get some out of it for sure.
Overall, how's your game? What do you got to work on between now and then?
Yeah, you know, I played really well. Two of the last three weeks, I finished tied for fifth at our major at the regions, and I finished 15th in Des Moines. So, and then come out here and, you know, finish third in this thing. So, you know, I feel good about my game. I'm driving it good. My irons are good. Putting it really good. So, you know, everything is lining up for something special, hopefully.
All right, Chris. Thanks. Good luck.
You got it. Thank you very much.
There you go. That's Chris DeMarco, who got into the Senior Open field via qualifying this past Tuesday at Country Club of Colorado here in Colorado Springs. And I don't know, Deb, it sounds like he's ready. He's never won a major, although he's come really heartbreakingly close. Maybe he'll break through at the Senior Open at Broadmoor East. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, he does sound ready. What a great interview, Jay. And thank you so much for getting that and sharing with all of us. Chris DeMarco is such an extraordinary man as well. As you know, I'm friends with Nancy Lopez, and Nancy talks about just what a wonderful man he is, how much he cares. He has a charity golf tournament called Tee Up for Life, which he started after his mother, Norma, died of a heart attack. And that was back in 2006. The first tournament, he raised $4 million. So he had a tremendous amount of support. And the money goes to Reach Out for Cancer Kids. So he donates that money to help out with kids with cancer. And then he'll also then go to Nancy's charity event, which is AIM for the Handicapped, about with kids who have emotional challenges. And it's just wonderful to see and hear so many professionals give back as well and use their fame to do something really great in the world. And both Nancy and Chris are two people who do that. And then they help each other, which is a great thing. And so great and wonderful hearing for Chris. And I imagine now, if you weren't a fan of Chris DeMarco before, you'll be tuning in and rooting for him at the upcoming U.S. Senior Open.
Yeah, absolutely. And boy, just how those three losses in majors, if he didn't win one of those, you're looking at him completely different in his career. If he wins all three, you're talking about one of the guys who's the all-time greats.
100%. Majors are where people look at you and determine if you were one of the best. I think he's right now, like all time, like maybe 43. He had an amazing career, but I'm sure he has that burning feeling inside that he wants to put a major championship under his name.
Interesting how he talked about putting his range finder in meters in order to adjust his game to altitude. Kind of goes back to the question you asked Russ when we had him on a few minutes ago about playing the Broadmoor at altitude and the difference.
Yeah, and I hope Russ or somebody lets him know that if he's going uphill towards the mountains, you know, put it back in yards real quick.
And all the putts break away from the mountains at Broadmoor East as well. Well, that's the Senior Open coming up in just a little bit, the 125th U.S. Open at Oakmont, the 1,015th championship hosted by the USGA. It was first played in 1895. They didn't play for 2 years during World War One, and they took 4 years off during World War Two. There have been some memorable championships at Oakmont in 1953. Ben Hogan won his fourth and final U.S. Open at Oakmont, going wire to wire. In 62, Jack Nicklaus won the first of his 18 pro majors outdueling Arnold Palmer in an 18-hole playoff. 1973, of course, Johnny Miller, 8-under par 63, considered one of the greatest final rounds ever in major championship history. And in 1994, it was Arnold Palmer's final U.S. Open. Ernie Els was the winner, but everyone remembers Arnie tearing up as he played in his final U.S. Open at Oakmont. So certainly a lot of history there. 11 former champions in this year's field, including Wyndham Clark, Bryson DeChambeau, Matt Fitzpatrick, Lucas Glover, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, and Gary Woodland. Missing the cut this year, DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, DJ Dustin Johnson, who won there in 2016, Phil Mickelson missed the cut, Justin Rose, Shane Lowry, Patrick Cantlay, Cam Smith, Wyndham Clark, some of the big names who missed the cut. How tough is Oakmont? Just four players under par. In the first two rounds, the top 10 players in the world finished a combined 70 over par at Oakmont at this year's Open. That's just an unbelievable stat.
Well, they certainly set it up very challenging. You know, Rory said in his practice round he shot 81. Thankfully, he didn't do that during the tournament. I think 74 he shot a couple times. And when in that interview I referred to earlier, one of the questions was, what are your goals for this final round? What do you expect? What is your mentality? He said, I hope to have a 4.5-hour round and get out of here. he is just, I mean, it sounds like Rory's just getting beat up, and I'm sure all of them. And same thing Russ said, the U.S. Open is a mental test as much as it is the physical test, and you are going to have the people who are playing the best golf during the week of the Open win the event.
Yeah, you got five players right now who are at par or better. 51 of the last 55 winners were inside the top five going into the last round. Something to keep in mind for today.
It will be exciting to watch. Majors are always exciting, and then that mental challenge, you know, who can bounce back from that bogey or maybe even a double and get back on track and stay positive and in the present moment. I think that's the most important thing, not let the frustration and the challenge of the golf course get to you.
We got a couple of minutes before we go to break. Bring us up to date, Debbie. I know you've been busy the last couple of weeks. What's been going on?
Oh, my gosh. Life has been so incredibly exciting. You know, I have done since June 2nd, one charity golf tournament, three corporate golf outings, and then our first LPGA Leadership Academy of the year. And what is the date today? It's only June 15th. And so June has started off with a bang for sure, and I love every minute of it. You know, when I do a corporate golf outing, I'm also the keynote speaker, and we are just getting, and these are women's corporate outings for women. I do both men and women outings, or actually the men's one are both men and women. There's just very few. And then we also, many corporations run a women's outing and do they bring their clients in. So Deutsche Bank was the biggest one I ever had. We had 127 women in the clinic wanting to learn or improve their game. It is really exciting to share this game and get more people to play the game, play it for business, play it with family, play it for fun, and maybe play it for competition. It's just such a great game to introduce to people.
Well, we're glad you had a little time to rejoin us today here on TD Green. We're not done yet, though. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show for you next right here on TD Green.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
The fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, another hour just flying by here today on Tee to Green with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Looking at the leaderboard at the U.S. Open at Oakmont, Sam Burns leads the pack 4 under par. Adam Scott and J.J. Spahn tied for second, a shot back at 3 under. How about Adam Scott, Debbie? A few weeks shy of 45 years old. He hasn't won a major in like 12 or 13 years, but he's got a real shot today, and he was playing probably better than anybody at the end of the round, the third round on Saturday.
Yeah, he is. I think Adam Scott has one of the best swings in golf, and I always have thought that about him, and his best finish in the U.S. Open so far has been tied for fourth. And it will be very excited to watch him play today and see how he handles the competitiveness of the final round as well as this golf course.
Yeah, Victor Hovland's got a shot. He's at minus one, three back. Carlos Ortiz, the only other guy at par or better, he's at even par. After that, Tristan Lawrence, Tyrrell Hatton at plus one. I don't know if anybody beyond that has a shot. As I mentioned, 51 of the last 55 winners were in the top five going into the last round. But one more stat, three of the last five at Oakmont, three of the last five winners have come back from four or more behind. So who knows?
Scotty Scheffler, it will be an exciting day for sure.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler is eight back plus four going into the last round today on USA and NBC for the 125th U.S. Open. The ladies are in Grand Rapids, Michigan. the Meyer LPGA Classic. There's a six-way tie for the lead. Lexi Thompson, Carlotta Segunda, Madeline Sagstrom, H.J. Choi, Nana Mattsson, Sophie Garcia, all at 11 under par, setting up for a crazy, crazy finish there.
Yeah, tune in. I'm sure a lot of people would love Lexi to win it.
Yeah, speaking of a crazy finish, we're done. Thanks to Russ Miller for joining us today. More information on the Senior Open, usga.org. Go there for that. And that's going to do it. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next week. Till then, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.